This is a retelling of Baba Yaga, written and narrated by Misha Freilon. Once upon a time, at the edge of a forest, lived a young girl and her mum. The young girl's name was Vasilisa.
Vasilisa, your dress is torn. I will need to sew it up.
Mum, you don't have any needle. Remember, you sold it to someone for food.
Why don't you go into the forest and find someone willing to give you a needle and thread?
If you say so.
Before you go, I will pack your lunch.
Thanks.
Remember to be careful in the wood. It has all sorts of scary animals.
I will, Mum. Don't worry.
As Vasilisa set off into the woods, little did she know of the dangers she would face. Vasilisa had walked so long, her legs started to shake with every step.
If I go back now, my mum will be disappointed. I must keep going.
As she said that, she saw a house. It was not just a normal house. It was a house on chicken legs.
At last, a house. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It should have a kind person inside.
Vasilisa was very wrong. As she walked through the gate, it creaked.
Poor gate, I will give you some grease.
She took some butter from her sandwich and greased it. As she walked further, she saw a very skinny dog.
Poor dog, I shall give you some of my bread.
She took some bread from her sandwich and gave it to the dog. Vasilisa walked even further and she saw a very hungry cat.
Poor cat, I shall give you some meat.
She gave the cat some meat, then evil Baba Yaga walked out.
Hello, little girl, what is it you want?
Just a needle and thread, please.
I have many needles and threads. Come in and you can choose one.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
As Vasilisa walked inside, Baba Yaga closed and locked the doors.
Have a bath, my dear.
I'm fine, thanks.
But I want you clean for when I cook you tonight.
Please don't.
It's too late.
Then Baba Yaga shoved Vasilisa into the bathroom.
I'm going to die.
Don't worry. I will help. Vasilisa was amazed that a cat could still talk, but still scared Baba Yaga would eat her.
How can you help?
I give you this mirror. When you are in trouble, throw it away.
Thank you.
Now turn on the tap and climb through the window and run. Vasilisa did just that. When Baba Yaga asked if she was washing, the cat made it sound like she was.
Vasilisa, are you washing?
Yes, Baba Yaga.
She was almost out of the garden when the dog stopped her and told her to take his comb. He said when she was in danger, throw it away.
Thank you, dog.
She then ran. The gate didn't make a sound as she ran through it. Back at Baba Yaga's house, she was getting very angry.
Come out, girl. It's time for me to eat you.
I'm still washing.
Baba Yaga burst through the door and saw the cat.
Why did you drink me, you stupid cat?
You fed me and you never did.
She street and ran outside.
Why didn't you bark, you stupid dog?
She fooled me and you never did.
She ran to the gate.
You stupid gate! Why didn't you creak?
She greased me and you never did.
As Vasilisa was running, she heard the footsteps of Baba Yaga behind her.
I'm going to catch you, little girl!
Vasilisa was in grave danger, so she threw the mirror behind her. In between her and Baba Yaga, a giant lake formed.
Thank you, kind cat.
No!
Baba Yaga was so mad, she jumped in the lake and swam to the other side.
Little girl, I made it across. I will get you.
Vasilisa was in trouble. Baba Yaga grabbed onto her shirt.
Got you now.
Baba Yaga pulled out a knife, ready to stab Vasilisa in the chest. At that moment, Vasilisa threw away her comb, and a giant forest grew in between them.
Thank you, dog.
No!
Vasilisa ran home and never went into that forest again. The end.